Hello, everybody. This is Brad Smith, second shift and stuff. I'm not as professional an interviewer as Brandon is, you see. I'm here interviewing Becky Harrington Davis, a.k.a. Shauna Brown. And okay. In doing Shauna and figuring out how who Shauna is, what kind of are there any particular influences or anything like that that you draw on? Like, what do you do to make Shauna?
What I've always found very funny is that the writers have molded Shauna to me a lot. And what's really funny is that when I started the show, I wasn't intending on playing Shauna. I was just like, Andrea came to me and said, "Do you want to produce my show?" And I was like, "I guess, okay." And then she was like, "We need some actors. Do you want to act?" And I was like, "Okay, who's like the second most, who's like the not the lead character, like the second character?" And so first I was thinking maybe Archon, because I'm not the kind of person who wants to be the star of a show. But then it just kind of turned out that Shauna was a better fit for some reason.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, but I've found that, you know, as time has gone on, the writers have really molded Shauna to me, which is really funny when they started coming out with things like her being really interested in philosophy and that kind of thing. And so mostly, I mean, I do get into Shauna a bit. I try to raise my voice when I remember, like, higher. And I go with the emotions, I guess. And she's very emotional. And she often is written as being very whiny. And so I can play her as whiny. But that's about it. I guess the only inspiration I'm really drawing on is myself and my own experiences.
Okay. So is there a character other than Shauna that you particularly find that you identify with a lot?
If I weren't to play Shauna, I'd probably play Zana.
It's because they rhyme, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It's easy that way. At least I can pronounce it. Whenever we've gone through scripts and we've needed someone else to randomly read a part when someone hasn't been here, and I've read Zana, I found that to just kind of work and to be kind of easy and a lot easier than some of the other characters. So that's probably what I would go with.
Okay. So outside, completely like independent of second shift, what kind of, so when second shift is done, where do you see yourself getting your artistic fix from?
A good question.
Yeah.
That's
one I came up with, just saying.
I like it. Other creative things that I like to do and I'd like to continue to do, I've been in newspaper writing for a while, and I really enjoy writing a lot. I can't write fiction. I've tried, and it's horrible. But I do like creative writing. I'd really like to get into magazine writing, and I also do artsy craftsy stuff, and I paint and I make stuff, and I like to do that a lot. I don't do it very much, but I usually, you know, I make people Christmas presents and stuff, and that's always fun. To be honest, something I'm really, I really think will be a creative endeavor is when I have kids. And to me, raising kids is an art. And so that's something I'm really, really looking forward to.
Okay. Yeah. I did not know that, actually.
Yeah.
Sort of on a related note, you got married, is it about a year ago now?
Yeah, just over.
Just over?
Yep.
Dude, I haven't been paying attention. I'm sorry. I missed your anniversary. So how's married life treating you?
Oh, it's good. No, it's really good. We're actually trying to get a house right now. We might have a house in a matter of weeks, so it's really exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. So it's been good. It's been really, really good.
I hear now's a great time to be a homeowner.
It's a good time to be buying a house. But so yeah, it's been really exciting. It's been, we have a lot of stuff to look forward to, and we're both trying to figure out where our careers are going, and we kind of have no idea still, but but as far as our relationship is really good, and we're very excited about the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for the interview, and Bon voyage, listeners. I'm so gone.
Well, thank you for having
Let's try that. Let's try that again.
Remember that?
Oh, geez, yes. Thanks very much, Becky. And we will... Yeah, so how is married life treating you there?
So speaking of things we didn't previously know about cast members. Wow.
Alright. I went to bed at 3, okay? That's my excuse.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks very much for the interview, Becky, and bye, everybody.
Thank you, Brad.
Okay.
Don't cut it at all. Just post it.